welcome you back to the fun little intermission with the recap show, the countdown to tip off, all of the above. But it is here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, here on Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. We appreciate everybody for being here with us and spending your Tuesday evening here. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action from the campus of the Tigers of Childersburg as the girls, they fall 56-47. Looking at some final scores, it was Clark Ivitz that led all scorers here in this contest. She had 22 in the first half alone. At the end of the third, had 24, and she finishes with 32. Raylee Langford with 3, Sydney Dunlap with 6, Lucy Zellner with 2, and Maggie Herndon with 2 in there as well. Warriors just couldn't get enough scoring, had a big time scoring drought in the third quarter. We're outscored 17-4 in that third period, and it felt like in the fourth period we're just trading basket for basket and trading stop for stop. Not a recipe for success when you're trying to work your way back into a contest, especially late when the Tigers were trying to play keep away for a majority of the fourth quarter. But the little salad and the entree, the appetizer, have come to a close, and the entree working its way on the court right now as we get you underway here in about 4 minutes between the varsity boys of Lee Scott Academy and the Tigers of Childersburg. And let's take a look at tonight's keys to the game. They're presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. Very similar to the ones for the girls. Again, still very early on in this young season. You're going to see a lot of different guys play a lot of different minutes, even more so now with football being out of action. A lot of these guys now trading cleats into the basketball shoes. As you can see, Coach William Johnson's just about full squad making their way around the layup line right now. We'll see how many of those guys play legitimate minutes, or again, if it's more of a substitution, because speaking for myself, even just on the broadcast side of things, there is nothing like high school basketball, even in comparison to up-tempo high school, up-tempo college football. Nothing quite like it, especially at the high school level, and even more so with this Lee Scott Academy varsity boys squad led by Hayden Harper, who loved to get up and down the floor. You feel like you look down to right 2 points for the other team, and it's an open three or an open layup at the other end. So keeping your head on a swivel, we will do our best to do so here all night. It was the JV boys for the Childersburg Tigers that got the win. It was the varsity girls for the Childersburg Tigers that got the win. So Lee Scott looking to put a win into the column. Not quite a rivalry and not quite a region area game like they are in football. Again, only four teams per area on the basketball side of things, and in Lee Scott's region, it's Lee Scott, Glenwood, Dadeville, and Beulah. But under 2 minutes until we get to see Coach William Johnson's squad here for the first time on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Picked up a big win over Alabama Christian Academy. But the first time that this understaffed, underplayed team took the floor. And again, now you're seeing a little bit more of the full roster. Again, those keys tonight presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. You can call on them in your time of need. We'll take our final break here in the countdown to tip off. Get you starting lineups and opening tip between the Childersburg Tigers and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Our members our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Now the starting lineups, presented by Auburn Bank on your LSA sports station, Tiger Country 104.5.
Back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, we will get you starting lineups as we go, probably at the first timeouts. But we're just underway here between the Tigers of Childersburg and the Warriors of Lee Scott Academy. Chapman Harris gets the block. Parks Myers unable to run under it, knocks it out of bounds. But man, I'm excited to see this Coach William Johnson squad for the first time here in the 2025 season. Appreciate everybody for being here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Nice defense by Chapman Harris. And a stumble by the Tigers, and a travel as the Tigers set up a 1-2-1-1 little three-quarter trap. Warriors break it easily. Lyles had a three but didn't take it, skipped it back to Hayden Harper. Now down to Parks Myers. Left-handed layup is up and good. Parks Myers finds the scoreboard for the first time here tonight. 2-0 Lee Scott Academy a minute in to the contest. Running 12-foot jumper is good. Nice shot there from Sheely. Hayden Harper on the right wing. Now to Chapman Harris at the top of the key. Harper thought about the three. Running with the left hand. Left-handed layup is up and no good, but is fouled. And we'll head to the free throw line. And for those that joined us for the varsity girls side of things. Not saying it negatively, not saying it overly positively, but it is the same crew. So we'll see how much contact they allow this game to play with. You felt like a lot of the times the hard contact, there wasn't a whistle, and the little cheap contact where some of those cheap fouls is where the whistle was decided to be blown. First free throw is no good, but Harper able to knock down the second. Lee Scott 3, Childersburg 2 here a minute and 10 seconds into the first period. And again, we will get you starting lineups here momentarily for both of these teams. And the substitution buzzer was blown three different times. And the referees obviously frustrated with either the officials or the Childersburg statisticians. We had about a 10-minute delay earlier in the contest deciding about Haynes Kesey's fourth or fifth foul. So that one definitely did not take as long. Tigers have the ball at the top of the key. Chapman Harris guarding the ball. Left-handed layup is wild. No good. Will Lyles clears the rebound. And Hayden Harper now pushes, crossing the Childersburg logo. Gets an on-ball screen now to Lyles at the three-point line at the key. Decided not to take it. Chapman Harris will on the far wing. That one is short. A fight for the basketball. And they'll say that Lyles was the one to knock it out of bounds. 3 minutes. 3-2, rather. 2 minutes gone by here in the opening quarter between Lee Scott and Childersburg. Both of these teams running just about a full-court trap. And so you'll see the stamina from both of these teams early on. Should have been a travel, no whistle. Top of the wing three, top of the corner three. Working our way to basketball season. Top of the corner is not a thing, but the three from the top of the key is good. And the Tigers lead it 5-3. Six minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Tigers lead it 5-3. They get Parks Myers with that left hand going downhill. And they call an offensive foul on Parks Myers, who lost a shoe on the Euro step. The Tigers now inbound the basketball and have somebody wide open underneath the rim. And the reverse layup is good. That's Fairman, the senior, who extends the Tiger lead to 4, 7-3, here with 5:46 in the opening period. Warriors looking for a little bit of offense. Chapman Harris, the 8-foot floater, no good. Long rebound is with the Tigers. They'll find the point guard. Easy to find. That's Jacob Johnson. In the pink shoes, meets Chapman Harris at the rim, but Chapman Harris able to get a piece of it and knock it away. Harris now with the basketball. They throw it to Hayden Harper. He works his way down to the baseline and able to draw the whistle. I believe that will be prior to a reverse layup, and so it will be Hayden Harper to inbound the basketball, and now you're seeing a little bit of that substitution. It's Barrett Cook, Gray Haley, and Brooke Zachary. Names that you've heard quite often here recently on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Now seeing it on the hardwood. Harper to Barrett Cook. Now to Myers, who gets cut off. Throws it to Hayden Harper. Nice on-ball defense for the Tigers. They throw it to the near corner. Back to Hayden Harper, trying to set up the offense. They're trying to throw it down low to Brooke Zachary, who has positioning and height. They double him. Throw it to Gray Haley. It's in and out of his hands. A perfect pass, but Haley unable to retrieve it. And the Warriors turn it over for the second time here tonight. Tigers now working their way into the paint. The touch shot from 6 feet finds the front of the rim. and gets the shooter's roll. Now 9-3. Parks Myers in transition. Left-handed layup is no good. Warriors doing everything they can to buy a basket but can't get anything to go. They trail 9-3. Elbow jumper in transition is no good. You heard the head coach for Childersburg yell, no, not necessarily a great shot. Now Hayden Harper in transition. His layup won't go. Able to get the offensive rebound. And a foul on the floor is called on the Tigers of Childersburg. Just about 4 minutes gone by here in the opening period. And the Tigers here at home lead it 9-3 over Lee Scott Academy. Wyatt Watley checks into the game for Myers for the first time tonight. Cook got the inbounds, thought about the three, decided not to take it. Barrett Cook was this team's best three-point shooter last year. Goes up with a right-handed layup, gets blocked, but Wyatt Watley able to come around for the rebound. Zachary down low, gets blocked from behind. And the Tigers and Johnson are able to clear. 4 minutes gone by. Tigers lead by six. They throw it in to the near corner. They're trying to go to work on Barrett Cook, and they're going to call a travel on the Tigers. One of the few times that you'll see the Tigers be okay with a turnover. Otherwise, it would have been a live ball turnover with the pass intercepted going the other way. Now the Warriors have to inbound it. Wyatt Watley will bring the ball up the floor. And throws it to Harper at the volleyball line. And will cross half court trying to get downhill. Harper is able to and lays it in with the right hand. Too easy for Hayden Harper. Trims the lead to four with 3.5 to play. Tigers now break the press. They get in transition. Elbow jumper from the other point guard, Johnson, is good. And he's now in the score column. 11-5. The Tigers lead the Warriors here on the road. Skip past the Wyatt Watley. Dribble handoff to Hayden Harper. Going with the left hand. Goes between the legs, but gets it poked away. Able to recover. Gray Haley gets a full head of steam going downhill and an offensive foul underneath the basket. You saw it a couple times in the girls' game. If you have your feet set, even if you're not in proper position, you're going to get the call, especially at the high school level. And something the Warriors will learn from here as you work your way, a jump stop and a little floater will be the way that you kind of have to work your way into the paint. 11-5, Tigers. Elbow jumper once again from Shealy, and he knocks it down. 13-5, Warriors in transition. Barrett Cook, right-handed layup won't go. Long rebound out to Chapman Harris. Now to the corner, and Wyatt Watley thought about the three, didn't take it. Harper will, and it's short. Chapman Harris skies up for the offensive rebound. Back to Hayden Harper. He'll pull it again and can't get it to go. But another offensive rebound, Barrett Cook, but he steps on the baseline when he comes down with it. Warriors getting a couple open looks, but my goodness, can't seem to find the bottom of the net. And Coach William Johnson will take a timeout. We will stay right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Didn't think that the first true stoppage would come with 2.5 to play, as thankfully we were able to write down the Warrior starters. Again, it was Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, Chapman Harris, Will Lyles, and Parks Myers. But again, you're seeing multiple different rotations, multiple different groupings, if you will, for this Lee Scott offense. Trying to find exactly that. They trail 13-5 here with 2.5 to play. Cord Zellner walks his way, and he's set to check in at the next dead ball. Tigers lead by 8. They're going left to right here on your radio dial in their home whites. Warriors in their road navies with the red stripe going down either side. Tigers very content, chewing up a lot of clock right now. One point guard standing in the C at Childersburg, and they're passing to one of the guards as soon as pressure comes, being face guarded by Wyatt Watley now. With 2 minutes to play, nice defense from Wyatt Watley. They now throw it to the corner, And the six-foot jumper, no good. Able to get his offensive rebound is Sheely. He now has six in the contest. Tigers are face-guarding Hayden Harper. Playing man-to-man, but denying Harper the ball. Warriors going to have to find offense elsewhere. They throw it to Barrett Cook. On the right wing, now back to him. He's wide open at the top of the key. Can't knock down the triple. And the Tigers able to clear. They now go in transition. Right wing three from Johnson is no good. Zachary, the long rebound. They'll give it to Hayden Harper, who's doubled as soon as he crosses half court. And out of the corner, Chapman Harris tries a triple, and he finds the bottom. Chapman Harris finds the score column and cuts the lead down to seven as we're under a minute to play here in the first quarter. Watley face guarding the ball all the way out at the top of the key, all the way out past the volleyball line. And they are very happy, are the Tigers, to slow this game down as much as they can and try and get the Warriors caught napping defensively. Corner three is no good. Offensive rebound, layup, no. And Zachary able to clear to Barrett Cook. A two-on-three. Cook drives it in anyway and able to lay it in with the right hand. Barrett Cook with his first points of the night. And the Warriors, a mini 5-0 run here as we approach the final possession of the first quarter. 9 seconds, 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 15-10 is your score. Getting downhill is the point guard. Three from the top of the key is no good. Great defense from Wyatt Watley. And the Warriors end the first quarter on that mini run. They cut the lead down to five. 15-10 after 8 minutes of play. And we'll take a break and come back, give you the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Christian Griffin bringing you all of tonight's action from the campus of Childersburg. And the Tigers lead it 15-10 over the Warriors through a quarter of play, but the Warriors with a little spark to end the first 8 minutes, seeing if they can carry that over into the second quarter. Hayden Harper between the legs, dribbling his way up the floor. Able to find Cord Zellner, gets an on-ball screen, works his way to the left side. Will Lyles now down low. Cord Zellner, nice pocket pass from Will Lyles. And Cord Zellner now in the scoring column, cuts the lead down to three. One, two, three, four, five Warriors have found the scoring column so far here tonight. Kick to the corner and the elbow jumper. This time only finds the front of the rim. And Parks Myers with the left hand works his way down the floor. Could have been a foul, no whistle. Still able to lay it in with the left hand. Myers now a layup in each quarter. He has four and is the leading scorer. Now in transition go the Tigers. And Shaley gets a nice pass and able to lay it in past the extended arms of Cord Zellner. Back and forth we go. Lyles now downhill. Tries to find Chapman Harris in the corner. But he throws it away. 17-14. A minute gone by here in the opening period. And number 11, Tay Fairman. We've called his name plenty of times on the gridiron. Has been the point guard that's done a lot of the dribbling out past the volleyball line, extended all the way to the half-court line. They almost stand there and burn as much time as Lee Scott will give them. And then after that, try and break down a defender and try and find the open Tiger. This time an offensive foul following the shot attempt. Gives the ball back to Lee Scott Academy, who trail by three with 6.5 to play. Chapman Harris gets to the right wing. Now to Parks Myers, comes to a jump stop and tries to find Will Lyles in the corner. Now back to Parks Myers. His triple from straight away is no good. A fight for the rebound, and Chapman Harris comes away with the basketball. But the jump ball will give it to the Tigers. Tigers going left to right here on your radio dial. Warriors going right to left here in this first half. The left rim so far has favored the Warriors, all three squads tonight, as the Tigers have trouble breaking the trap, but now we're able to. And Tay Fairman, trying to find a white jersey, throws it to William Johnson, who is in the corner. And the two share a little bit of a smile. High quality defense from Coach William Johnson, who is wearing a white quarter zip, so understandably so by Fairman, who thought he had a wide open Tiger in the corner. Chapman Harris has the ball on the right wing. He now runs baseline, kicks it back to Cord Zellner, who gets hacked on the way up. And they're going to say that was prior to shooting. Wow, okay. Harper to inbounds the basketball. Will Lyles now in the short corner, running towards the middle of the court, overpowers the right-handed layup and fighting for the rebound. The Tigers step on the baseline. So it will be Warriors basketball underneath their own basket. Harper, the inbounder, they swing it around to Chapman Harris, who has the ball outside the right wing. Thought about the three, now will take it on a step back, and he knocks it down. Chapman Harris wears number three and gets his second of the evening. Ties the game at 17. Now the pass to the far corner hits the bottom of the backboard. Nobody could find it, and it's a loose ball all the way out to half court. Still free, and Cord Zellner able to recover it. Hayden Harper now will slowly dribble the basketball up, put a stop and a stutter on, and now he loses the basketball, gets it back, and a foul called. And now a little bit of talking. Hayden Harper claps his hands underneath the basket. If there's one man that you don't want to fire up, it's the man who wears number two in Navy. He could easily feed off the energy on the court and from the crowd as well. Will Lyles, Chapman Harris will take a breather. Barrett Cook and Gray Haley will check in. They throw it to Myers at the top of the key. Now to Cook, dribbling with the left hand. Now to Gray Haley on the left wing. Tigers do a nice job of switching everything defensively. Haley with a jump stop. Now kicks it out to Parks Myers. Left-handed layup is no good. A lot of contact with the body, no whistle. And Fairman will dribble the basketball up. His elbow jumper in transition hits every part of the rim, sits on the rim, and can't go down. Zellner rips down the board from the glass. 4.5 to play, tied at 17. Haley works his way downhill, spins his way through contact. Can't get the layup to go, but a whistle. And Gray Haley will work his way to the charity stripe. I'm not sure with this Lee Scott team if anybody loves free throws more than myself, as I get to breathe for what feels like the first time tonight as Gray Haley knocks down the front end. No comparison with baseball or football to Lee Scott Warrior basketball, high school basketball in general. But man, the way that this Warrior team loves to get up and down the floor. Half the time feels like you're an auctioneer, but wouldn't want to have it any other way. Haley sinks both free throws, and the Warriors now with the lead, 19-17, halfway through this second quarter. Fairman works his way to the free throw line, jump stop, kicks it to the corner, and Johnson drives his way, and a bounce pass throws it in between the legs of his intended receiver, Hezekiah Parker. The Warriors will happily take over. Barrett Cook. Now Brooke Zachary. Now Parks Myers with the left hand. Reverse layup is good. Parks Myers now with six in the contest. And the Warriors now lead by four. Harper guarding Fairman. A spin and a kick to the near corner. Hits the back iron. Bounces straight up and goes down. Johnson with a triple. He now has seven. Harper works his way into the paint. Kicks it to Parks Myers. Now Brooke Zachary. Harper thought about the three. Instead, Euro steps his way inside. Gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. And now Hayden Harper will be called on the reach. And the official gives the Tigers head coach a little bit of a stare as the Tigers head coach worked his way all the way onto the floor during live action, begging for a whistle. Is able to get it. The Tigers will slowly walk their way up the floor, trailing by one. Lee Scott 20. Childersburg 20. Johnson thought about the three instead. A little one dribble pull up right at the elbow, and he's able to knock it down. Back-to-back buckets. And Johnson leads all scorers here tonight. Barrett Cook thought about the three. He'll now take it, and it's strong. Hits the rim and goes over the backboard out of bounds in favor of the Tigers. A defensive battle so far here tonight. Johnson has the ball in the far corner. Now Fairman out of the volleyball stripe. Working his way downhill. And Brooke Zachary knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball underneath. Only three Tigers have scored so far tonight. Rather than 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 Warriors. A step back three in the far corner is good. A really tough shot from Scoot Sheely. And he now has 11 in the contest. Harris lowers his shoulder, works his way into the paint. Gray Haley thought about the three. Now back out to Barrett Cook. Now to Harper in the corner. Works his way out to the wing. Stutter step dribble gets the on-ball screen from Brooke Zachary. Tries to work his way downhill. Instead, skips it to Harris, and that three is no good. Barrett Cook, the offensive rebound. Touch shot, no good. And Parker with the rebound. And a reach-in foul. 65 feet away from the basket from Barrett Cook. It's his first team seconds. The first quarter playing out very similar to how the second quarter is. Warriors found the bottom of the net with ease in the first couple of minutes. Struggled in the middle half, and they ended the first quarter on a 5-0 run. Would love to do so here. 90 seconds to play. They throw it down low. Gray Haley guarding the big man. Kick out to Harper, or to Johnson, rather. And he didn't call it, but able to bank in the triple to give the Tigers a touchdown lead. They lead at 28-21 with 70 seconds to play. Chapman Harris on the left wing thought about the three. They're face guarding Hayden Harper. Gray Haley will take the triple. Can't get it to go. Brooke Zachary with the offensive rebound, and he lays it in with the left hand. Brooke Zachary finds the score column tonight, and they get a steal. They throw it down to Gray Haley. Rebound won't go. And Johnson able to clear the rebound. Now going in transition will slow things down momentarily with 45, 28-23. And a hand check foul on Chapman Harris. That's the third team foul for Harris, or for the Warriors, the first on Chapman Harris. 40.9 remaining in the second quarter. They throw it down low to Hezekiah Parker. And a pump fake gets the Warriors to bite. That was Will Lyles. No, instead they're going to get Brooke Zachary. A So Parker will head to the stripe to shoot two. The first free throw is no good. Going to have to get confirmation. But unless I'm wrong, I feel Will Lyles wore number 4 last year. Number 10 looks a little bit different. I feel like that was Wyatt last year. So it might take a moment or two. Chapman Harris will take a 3 at the top of the key. In and out. Can't rattle it home. And the Tigers able to clear. And it looks like they're going to try and hold for the final shot of the half. They lead 28-23 with 15 seconds and counting to play. Chapman Harris on guard ball, guarding the ball. And able to get a deflection. Chapman Harris with 5-4. And a carry as he was trying to figure out what he wanted to do with it. Worked his way perfectly in the lane and lost it and tried to kick it to the corner. 2 seconds, 1 second. Fairman from half court. Good if it goes off the back iron. But can't find the bottom of the net. So the Tigers will take a 28-23 lead to the halftime break. And when we come back, we'll dive in to the first half stats. Talk about some scores around the college game as well and tell you everything you need to know about what the Warriors need to do in the second half to come away with a victory on the road and avoid the sweep from the Childersburg Tigers. All of that coming up as we get you underway in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report next here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's googecenter.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Owner Sean Snow founded Advanced Graphics in 2004 to satisfy a missing service need in East Alabama. 20 years later, Advanced Graphics has proven mission accomplished. For any comprehensive graphic need, vehicle wraps, decals, signs, custom apparel, and even those difficult-to-source laser-engraved ADA signs. The dedicated staff at Advanced Graphics offers exceptional quality with amazing customer service. Contact Advanced Graphics today at 334-501-8600. That's 501-8600. Advanced Graphics in Auburn. World-class service with local attention.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. And we get you underway in the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. It was a back-and-forth first half that was, you don't want to use the word sloppy because there weren't too many turnovers to be combined between the two teams, but there were a lot of rushed shots that led to quick transition opportunities for both sides, transition jumpers, transition three-pointers that lead to long rebounds, and half the time when you feel like you have somebody trailing, that turns into the wide-open break man that leads to an easy layup, and the Warriors fell victim to that a couple times in that first half. Let's take a look at some of the stats. And those halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith's. Very quiet 3 points, all three of those coming in the first half, the first quarter rather, again, being guarded heavily, face guarded when he doesn't have the ball, and almost sent a double blitz every single time that he crosses half court, doing everything they can to get the ball out of his hands, very similarly to what you saw with Clark Ivett in the varsity girls game. You're seeing that with Hayden Harper here in the varsity boys. He has three. Chapman Harris has knocked down a triple in each of the first two quarters. He has six. Brooke Zachary with a layup in there late. He has two. Parks Myers with six. Cord Zellner and Barrett Cook have two in there as well. So Chapman Harris and Parks Myers, your leading scorers, at the halftime break, giving them their 23 points. But they trail 28-23 at the halftime break. Only three Tigers have scored tonight. On this side of the floor, Scoot Shaley has 11. It's Dontavius Fairman who has four. And the leading scorer here in the contest so far tonight is the junior, Jacob Johnson. We talked about he's kind of their second point guard. Is perfectly fine bringing the ball up. You've seen Tay Fairman do a lot more of the ball handling in the half court. But Johnson's kind of their transition break starting playmaker. He has 13, had four in the first quarter, but had nine, including two threes there in the second quarter to kind of extend the lead that was a little bit more than just five and where it sits right now. But the Warriors trail 28-23 at the halftime break. Again, those halftime stats brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. We'll take another break, come back, and tell you what the Warriors need to do in this second half to come away with a victory to avoid the sweep. It was the Childersburg Tigers on the junior varsity side of things that got the win. It was the varsity girls of the Tigers that got a 56-47 win over the varsity girls of Lee Scott. And it's the Childersburg Tigers who lead 28-23 at the halftime break. Hopefully the Warriors can break out of their shooting slump, find the bottom of the net, and we'll talk about how they can do that when we come back. Here's the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report continues after this on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
As we wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, we remind you that it's all brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, and the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them on the web at theorthoclinic.com. That's the Tigers that lead the Warriors 28-23 at the halftime break. And as both teams make their way onto the floor, talk a little bit about what the Warriors need to do in this second half. The Tigers, you feel like, have been very selective on when they choose to use tempo versus when they choose to slow things down. A very slow, very methodical half-court set. We'll see if the Warriors can pick up the tempo just a little bit. They've gotten good shots, just couldn't get them to fall in the first half. Will Lyles runs downhill, a lot of contact, but no whistle, and Fairman able to clear it on the offensive or the defensive glass. And there it is. Now they will slow things down, realize they didn't have the fast break. And Johnson, the leading scorer with 13, will dribble the ball out. They kick it to Fairman in the left wing, who's working on Hayden Harper. Runs his way, and the left-handed layup is blocked by Chapman. Harris. Will Lyles will clear the rebound. He takes it coast to coast. The inside layup with the right hand. He's able to get it to go. Will Lyles, the seventh scorer for the Warriors. Hayden Harper steals the inbound, and he's able to lay it in. A 28-23 game just like that becomes 28-27. A stop, a turnover, or a score, a turnover, and a score. A running jump stop from Sheely is no good. Harper the rebound. He throws it out ahead to Parks Myers, and the left-handed layup is good. Parks Myers, the leading scorer for the Warriors. He has 8, and just like that, the Warriors have claimed the lead. They lead at 29-28, just a minute into this third quarter. A 6-0 run for the Warriors. Fairman directing the offense, throws it to Johnson. Met at the rim by Cord Zellner, and he's able to get a piece of it. And a fight for the rebound. They're going to call a foul, I believe, on Cord Zellner. Wow, they are. Coach William Johnson, not necessarily a fan of the call. Can't say that I am either. So an inbound down low to Johnson, guarded by Hayden Harper. The right-handed layup is no good. Zellner, this time without a foul, able to corral the rebound. Harper, a behind-the-back dribble, now a stutter step, kicks it back to Zellner. Now to Lyles, thought about the three. Chapman Harris, right wing, knocked down two triples in the first half. Lyles is feeling it from the perimeter, can't get it to go. And they're going to get Cord Zellner once again with a push in the back, fighting for the rebound. So two quick fouls on Cord Zellner. Something to keep an eye on here in this second half. Warriors 29, Tigers 28. And Johnson able to gather in the lane. The little running touch shot can't go. And a fight for the offensive rebounds. And now a foul. I believe they're going to get Will Lyles. Again, a lot of this contact was fought through in the first half. The whistles have come out here in the third quarter. A steal on the inbound, and Harper spins his way. The left-handed layup, no good, but fouled hard on the way up. He'll head to the stripe to shoot two. Harper only had 3 points in the first half, looking to already double that. Here with 2 minutes into the third quarter. Aiden Harper, the Troy Trojans commit and now signee. As of a week ago this morning, first free throw is good. And Jack Fouquet enters the game for Parks Myers. Second free throw from Harper is good. So Harper now up to seven, and the lead now out to three. Quickly going in transition, Fairman able to lay it in. A couple of nice moves and the ability to void off a defender. He gets his first points tonight, and a travel now on the other end. Gives the ball right back to the Tigers. 6 minutes and 2 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. What you feel like has already had every bit of action that you could ask for. It's only been 2 minutes. A nice move by Fairman. Gets the defender up in the air. Dumps it off to his counterpart. And that's Brandon Calhoun that gets in the scoring column for the first time tonight. Harper now on the left wing. Kicks it out to Will Lyles. Top of the key. No good. Fight for the offensive rebounds. Chapman Harris comes away with it, kicks it out to Hayden Harper. His three-pointer on the left wing rattles in. Hayden Harper now with 7 points in the third quarter, and the Warriors continue to extend the lead. A nice run by Lee Scott Academy. Hayden Harper with 7 already here in the third quarter. And I guess I say extend the lead, brings the lead back up to 2. They lead at 34. To 32. I saw points being added, but I thought that was the score beforehand. Only a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. Whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or the Radio Alabama app. Warriors now lead it 34-32 with 5.5 to play here in the third quarter. Tigers able to break the press. Guarded by Chapman Harris. Kicks it to the corner. Does Johnson the floater. No good. An air ball. A fight for the rebound and a push. Oh, my goodness. They'll say from behind on Lee Scott Academy. You can hear Coach Johnson talking about it, saying every time we go for a rebound, we get hit. You got to give us the ability to rebound on the defensive side of the floor. 34-32, 5.5 to play. Step back three-pointer from the corner is short. Barrett Cook rips down the rebound. Hayden Harper again being face guarded as he has been all night, but they're able to find it to him. Could have been a backcourt, no whistle. Harper, the pull-up three. Can't find the bottom of the net. Fight for the rebound with Brooke Zachary, but the Tigers are able to clear it. And now they have a two-on-two transition break if they decide to use it. Blocked from behind, Barrett Cook. A nice job adjusting in the air. He swats it out of bounds with 4:56 to play. The Tigers will inbound it under their own basket. 34-32. Some moisture on the floor. Able to be wiped off. Warriors lead by 2. Johnson trying to tie it with the elbow jumper, and he does. Johnson now with 15 in the contest. Does a really smooth jumper. Loves that one dribble pull up. Even if it's contested, the leaping ability, able to get it over defenders. He ties the game at 34. 4.5 to play in the third. Harper getting downhill. Euro step works his way through contact. No whistle. And it goes out of bounds. It'll stay right here. with Lee Scott Academy. They throw it down low to Brooke Zachary, and I believe he walked with it. He did. It was a nice move. Fakes the dribble handoff to Hayden Harper. He picked up that pivot foot too early. Warriors now trapping at Myers, almost able to get a steal, but that leads to the Tigers in transition. Fairman with the left-handed layup goes up against Brooke Zachary, and Zachary hits the elbow of Fairman. He'll head to the line to shoot two. That's Zachary's third and the fourth team foul. So any foul for Lee Scott Academy in the final 4:15 of this third period will lead to free throws for the Tigers. And Fairman able to rattle the first one home. Second free throw. Can't find the bottom of the net. Haley with the rebound. Harper with 10 now in the contest. Dribbles out at the volleyball line trying to find somebody. It's Barrett Cook at the top of the key. Dribble handoff to Parks Myers with 4 minutes to play in the third. Tigers have extended their defense all the way out to the volleyball line. Almost a turnover, but Haley now corrals it. It's Barrett Cook in the corner. He finds the bottom. Barrett Cook, his first triple of the evening. He now has 5, and the Warriors' lead once again is 2. Johnson the other way. That one dribble pull-up is short, but Gray Haley, who went to contest it, clips the legs. And Johnson will head back to the stripe. That one not necessarily going to hurt you from the previous point that we brought up. But now, even with the shooting foul, from here on out, the Tigers will shoot free throws for the remaining 3 minutes and 35 seconds of this third quarter. Back and forth we go here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. First free throw off the back iron and in. Two dribbles on this one. Johnson can't rattle home. 37-36. Lee Scott with the ball and the lead going left to right here on your radio dial. Harper, the pass to Parks Myers, who gets shoved when he works his way into the lane. No whistle. Now Will Lyles works his way into the paint. Can't get the first opportunity. He's met at the rim. Could have been a foul. No whistle. But short arms, the second layup. And we're going the other way. 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Works his way downhill. Does Sheely. A three-pointer in the corner is an air ball. Well off Will Lyles with the rebound. Haley. Now in the corner, layup is no good, but a blocking foul. And Gray Haley now with the chance to extend the Warrior lead at the line. The five on the floor for the Warriors. Hayden Harper, Will Lyles, Barrett Cook, Parks Myers, and Gray Haley. Cord Zellner and Wyatt Watley set to check in, as is Chapman Harris. First free throw from Haley, from Gray Haley. He knocks it down. And the three that I mentioned will take the spots of Lyles, Myers, and Cord Zellner. Still sits at the scorer's table. He will take the spot of Gray Haley. If he can knock down the free throw. 38-36 is the Warrior lead. Make it a three-point lead. Haley now with 4, and Cord Zellner will check in. Haley with 4, Harper with 10, Harris with 6, Zachary with two, Lyles with two, Myers with eight, Zellner with two, and Barrett Cook with five. Those are the scoring numbers for the Lee Scott Warriors, who lead 39-36. Hayden Harper gets a steal, throws it to Chapman Harris in transition. Warriors don't have the numbers, so they will slow things down and run a set in the half court. Barrett Cook with the basketball at the free throw line, lowers his shoulder, and a flop, but Johnson's going to get the call. I didn't think there was contact at all, but Johnson did a nice job of selling the flop and selling the charge. Barrett Cook giving the flop motion, begging for some sort of understanding. But now the Tigers work their way in transition after breaking the press. Really tough jump shot from Scoot Sheely. And he now has 13. Barrett Cook tries to respond right away. The three-pointer bounces off the rim twice. Can't get it to go down. Chapman Harris, the offensive rebound, and puts it in with the left hand. Chapman Harris now with eight in the contest. Warriors pressing. And a foul on Wyatt Watley. Trying to go for the basketball. And the clock still continuing to run. It ran that entire time. I'm not going to verbalize this. There were issues with this in the girls' game. Childersburg should be shooting free throws, as that was the seventh team foul on the Warriors, but we play on. Kick to the corner. Sheely contested three-pointer, rattles in and out. Hayden Harper with the rebound. Throws it to court. Zellner back to Harper. Back to Zellner. Back to Harper. With 1:20 to play in the third quarter. Zellner sets a screen for Hayden Harper. Works his way inside the paint, and the right-handed layup is blocked by Sheely. But it'll stay Warrior basketball with the baseline underneath. Parks Myers will check in for Watley. Harper kicks it to Barrett Cook, who thought about the three, decided not to take it. We'll skip it to Myers, now to Harris, now back to Cook in the near corner here as we look at it on the campus of Childersburg. Chapman Harris, left-handed layup through contact, couldn't get it to go, but off the hands of Tay Fairman for the Tigers, and it will stay Warrior basketball. 41-38, under a minute to play in the third quarter here on the campus of the Childersburg Tigers. Tigers looking to complete the sweep. And JV, varsity girls and varsity boys, Coach William Johnson and company trying to salvage a victory. Sheely for Childersburg. We'll take a breather. Sophomore Christian Hurst will check in. Under a minute to play. Barrett Cook gets downhill, puts his foot right onto the left block, spins his way to the middle of the floor, and able to lay it in. Barrett Cook now with five in the third quarter. He has seven in the contest. Warriors' lead is five. Floater, no good. Fight for the rebound. Right-handed layup is good. And they're going to get Hayden Harper. Could have been a jump ball instead. I think they're going to get him for a foul. They will. Brennan Calhoun now with four, can't get the free throw to go. 35 seconds to play. The Warriors lead is three in a back and forth game of runs here tonight in the Childersburg Gymnasium. Myers has it, going to a strong left hand, tries to lay it up, but gets ripped, and it goes off of his knee and goes out of bounds into the Warrior bench. It'll be Tiger basketball with 20.2. Lyles will check in for Barrett Cook. We'll see if the Tigers hold for the final shots of the third quarter. Instead, put it up with 12 and can't get it to go. Lyles will clear the rebound. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, 3 seconds, trying to find somebody. Chapman Harris from 25 feet to He can't get it to go. Left it just a little bit short. But the Warriors, with a big-time response in the third quarter, used a 6-0 run in the first 30 seconds of the second half. And they rally that momentum to lead by three through 24 minutes of play, 43-40. And we're back with the fourth quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Taziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Start of the fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The Tigers get the basketball first, but Hayden Harper with a steal. And then the Tigers get a steal right back in transition. Tigers going right to left on your radio dial. A stop and pop from Johnson. Can't get the 8-foot jumper to go. Feels like that's the one time you've seen that jumper not find the bottom of the net. 7.5 to play. Warriors lead is 3. And a moving screen on Cord Zellner. We'll give the ball right back to the Tigers. The Warriors, 2 possessions so far in this fourth quarter, 2 turnovers. Warriors now a full court man trap, trying to get a little momentum that they had to start the fourth quarter. Johnson with the basketball, spins his way through contact, got Parks Myers right around the lip area. Sheely now, the left-handed drive, can't get the layup to go. And the Warriors have a 5-on-4 break if they choose to use it. Harris with a jump stop now to Parks Myers. Left-handed layup, can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound, should stay on this side of the floor, and it will. Harper, the inbounder, throws it all the way to the backcourt. That's where Lyles is able to track it down. 6 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in the contest. A stutter step. Now Harper going baseline, and a check foul on the Tigers. That's the first foul for the Tigers, and a little bit of jawing between the Tigers and Hayden Harper. Harper with 10 so far in three quarters. Had 7 in the third quarter. You think you're going to need something like that again here in the fourth. Chapman Harris with the basketball at the left wing. Now Cord Zellner tried to find Harper on the back cut. Instead, it goes into the hands of Will Lyles. Now to Harris. Now back to Harper in the corner. Stutter step and a Euro step. No way it's an offensive foul, but they call it. That is a beautiful jump stop into the middle of the lane, but because a defender fell down, it becomes an offensive foul. You can't do it any better. That's a gifted scorer for a reason, and you've seen him use that move so many times, working his way on the left wing, the jump stop into the middle of the floor. But because the defender fell, It turns into an offensive foul. Warriors still lead by three with 6 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Johnson guarded by Chapman Harris. Works his way left. Now back to the right. Now Sheely thought about the stop and pop. Johnson on the right wing. Nice defense by Chapman Harris. A kick to the corner guarded by Harper. It is Fairman. Works his way into the paint. Right-handed touch shot. Can't get it to go. The fight for the rebound. Tigers able to win it. And a foul on Chapman Harris. This is, again, very, very similar to the girls' varsity game. Where the whistles have played a very, very big factor in this second half. Contact that they let play in the first half. Hope that it doesn't come back to haunt the Warriors. Should have been a backcourt, but no whistle. You could hear Harper calling it from here. Johnson, the jump stop. Now to Sheely at the top of the key. His three-pointer hits the back iron. No good. Heck of a rebound by Will Lyles. And Hayden Harper will walk the basketball up the floor. It sits with Haley. Now Wiles. Now Zachary. And Parks Myers working to his left. Back to Lyles. Now Haley tries to get downhill. Is able to. Left-handed layup is good. Gray Haley now with six in the contest. And Coach William Johnson will take a timeout. A full timeout. We'll take one with them. Warriors lead is five with 5 minutes and 7 seconds to play here on the road at Childersburg. We're back in 60 seconds right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Five following the timeout, and the Tigers can't knock down a jumper. Nice rebound by Gray Haley. Hayden Harper tries to get downhill, instead kicks it out to Brooke Zachary. Now to Parks Myers in the near corner. Haley the top of the key. Harper left wing gets the on-ball screen. They're trying to blitz Harper, but he's able to get the ball out of his hands and create a little bit of a mismatch. The Tigers do a nice job of recovering. They give it back to Hayden Harper. Right-handed layup through contact is good. And now Hayden Harper with a little bit of an eye towards the defender. They've been jawing all night. Harper, a little bit of gamesmanship, heck of an athletic play, lays it in. Now the Warriors lead is a touchdown. Johnson tries to respond with the elbow jumper. Can't get it to go. Brooke Zachary rips down the rebound. Hayden Harper now on the baseline, gets cut off and double teamed. Now throws it down inside to Brooke Zachary. Can't get the layup to go. Will Lyles fought through contact. No whistle. Warriors with the basketball. And now a whistle. They're going to say, they called an offensive foul on Parks Myers for diving after a basketball that nobody had possession of. Parks, how dare you show effort here tonight? 3:54 to play in the contest. Warriors lead is 7. Could have been a charge drawn on Hayden Harper. Instead, they go right through his chest, and it's a blocking foul called. And Coach William Johnson is just asking for some sort of explanation on what the Warriors are genuinely supposed to do. Fairman at the free throw line and knocks down the first. In the varsity girls game, just to add a little bit of context for those that are just now joining us, as the second free throw from Fairman is good to make it a 5-point game. A timeout called by Childersburg. A full timeout. We'll still keep it right here. A little storytelling, if you don't mind. But just to, again, add a little bit of context, this is the same crew that joined us for the varsity girls game, and the Warriors had three of their starters foul out. It was Clark Ivitz, Haynes Kesey, and Lucy Zellner. Those were the three that were eliminated from competition due to fouling out. And I would love to know what the overall foul count is here tonight. 47-42. The Warriors lead, and they will have the basketball on the other side of the timeout. A look at the college level, as there are a couple really good games that are going on tonight, a couple top 25 matchups. It was 17th-ranked Michigan State and Kentucky that did battle in the 6 o'clock slate, and Michigan State's with a 17-point win in the State Farm Champions Classic. Kansas and Duke, 24th-ranked Kansas and the 5th-ranked Blue Devils in battle. Kansas out in front 25-20 with 7 minutes to play in the opening quarter in that contest. A lot of really good games in the college level coming up here shortly. You can feel the Feast Week Holiday Hoops Giving that are just around the corner. Gray Haley works his way downhill, draws contact, and will head back to the free throw line. Gray Haley was scoreless in the first, but has two in the second, two in the third, and already two here in the fourth. Would love to find a way to add to the lead. And he's able to on the first one, rattles home the front end. Second free throw. Rattles home as well. Not sure you could hit more of the rim in two free throw attempts than Gray Haley did, but more importantly, both of them found the bottom. Left-handed layup. Right in response, Xavion Swain, who has been primarily in the game defensively guarding Harper, finds his first points of the evening. Hayden Harper works his way into the lane through contact. Scoop layup is up, and it is good. Hayden Harper now with 4 in the fourth quarter. He has 14 in the second half, but Johnson responds right away. That's his first points in the fourth quarter, but he's the leading scorer for Childersburg. He is up to 18 in the contest. The 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. 51-46 with 3 minutes to play in the contest. And Harper trying to plead his case with one of the officials about either something that was said or a lot of off-ball contact. But the official walking away, not trying to hear any explanation. Christian Griffin here with you, bringing you all of tonight's action. And we appreciate you for tuning in, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, the Radio Alabama app. And again, we have that YouTube and Facebook stream in its final stages of operation. Should be good to go the next time that Lee Scott is on the floor. 51-46, under 3 to play here on the campus of Childersburg. They give it to Hayden Harper. Out at the wing. Now to Watley. To Lyles. The muscle memory of these numbers kicking in every once in a while. Could have been a foul, no whistle. Able to get it to Gray Haley. And a reach-in foul on Shaley, who tried to pick his pockets, but contact on the left hip of Haley. That'll blow the whistle with 2:22. Warriors would love nothing more than to use a lot of time and get a couple clean looks at the rim. Harper throws it away. Left-handed layup, no good in transition. And a fight for the basketball. There's no way that it's a jump ball, but I believe that's the whistle. And the referee goes to calm down Hayden Harper. They are going to call it a jump ball. My goodness. Possession arrow does give it to Lee Scott Academy. Gray Haley will inbound the basketball. Throws it into Chapman Harris. Guarded by Johnson. Harris works his way across the half-court stripe. Gives it to Parks Myers. Now to Gray Haley. A little give-and-go weave action for the Warriors. Back to Chapman Harris. Harper almost completely out of the play, sitting in the corner. But a four-man game with the Warriors. Now out to Chapman Harris. Warriors happily chewing 25 seconds off the clock already. Approaching 90 seconds. And they lead by five. Haley gets downhill, almost loses it. Now to Chapman Harris. And he traveled. Hesitated just a minute and didn't put the ball on the floor. Exactly 90 seconds to play in the contest. Warriors lead is five. Fairman with a spin through contact. Now out to the wing. The free throw line jumper rattles home for the senior Shealy. His first points here in this fourth quarter. He has 15. Haley brings it across the timeline, works his way downhill. Barrett Cook thought about the three. Now down into Chapman Harris. Left-handed layup rattles around, and he's able to get it to go. Coach William Johnson runs out onto the floor to get his timeout. And a 30-second timeout is called. We'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. My goodness, what a doozy here in Game 2 of the regular season for Lee Scott Academy. 53-48. Warriors lead the Tigers in a back-and-forth contest. But it feels like a majority of this second half, the lead swells to about 8 or 9, and then back to 5, then up to 8. Then down to four. Warriors looking to have that one final push to keep the Tigers away. Fairman will let the ball roll up the floor as long as he can. But it will start running at 1 minute and 4 seconds. Left-handed layup. Fairman able to rattle it home. My goodness, what a shot. What a layup. Only used 7.5 seconds of the clock and trims the lead back to three. Childersburg now takes another 30-second timeout. I believe both teams have one. Childersburg now has one. Actually, Lee Scott with two, according to the scoreboard. So we'll trust that as much as we can. And right now, if you're Coach William Johnson, you are drawing up a play to get the ball inbounds. Whoever the inbounder is will be able to run the baseline following the made layup. So you have a little bit of action, and you can hear Coach Johnson telling his team, we have two timeouts. If you get trapped in the corner, if you cannot inbound the basketball, do not turn the ball over. Call one of your two timeouts. Live to see another day. We'll run another set. You can hear Coach Johnson say, be strong with the basketball. They're going to try and foul without a whistle. It'll be Barrett Cook to inbound the basketball. They run a screen and are able to get Chapman Harris open. Now Barrett Cook, now to Hayden Harper. who will slow things up. Beautifully done by Lee Scott. 50 seconds to play. Warriors lead is 3. And now all of the on-ball pressure coming for the Tigers. They foul Barrett Cook with 45.8. So Will Lyles will check in for Brooke Zachary, getting a little bit more free throw shooting into the contest. It's Barrett Cook, Chapman Harris, Hayden Harper, Will Lyles, and Parks Myers. And Chapman Harris gets tripped. The referee didn't want to blow the whistle, but didn't have a choice. And now Xavion Swain, the sophomore who's been the primary defender on Hayden Harper. He comes off limping and has to work his way off the floor. It'll be Dontavious Fairman who works his way into the game, the brother of Devontae Fairman. And now with Chapman Harris at the free throw line, Brooke Zachary is set to check back in. And Harris knocks down the front end. Chapman Harris now with 11 big points in the contest. Five of them, make it six of them, have come in this second half. Warriors have six players on the floor right now. But we'll bring out Chapman Harris for Brooke Zachary. 55-50. Warriors with the lead, 41.5 to play. Warriors trapping in the front court, able to find the point guard and get downhill. They'll slow it down momentarily. Now trapped at the top of the key. Johnson with the basketball. Bounce pass to the corner. Could have been a travel. No whistle. Right-handed layup. No. Could have been a foul on the rebound. No. But they throw it into the hands of Hayden Harper with 25. And now picked from behind. No whistle. Fairman with the basketball. Works his way inside. And a loose ball goes into the hands. And a travel with Barrett Cook as he dove for the basketball. 14.8, and despite all of that, it may have benefited Lee Scott more than anybody else, as there were about 20 seconds of just chaos trying to dive after the basketball. A back pick. Almost like a football game between the 40s. Not even a thought at getting into the paint, even to the three-point line. To play in the contest. The Warrior lead is 5. Tigers going to have to go. They throw it into the hands of Fairman. 12 seconds. 10 seconds. Contested 3 is short, and they blow the whistle. Oh, my goodness, on Parks Myers. The referee seemed very happy letting the scorer's table know that it is a three-point shot, so it will be 3 free throws. The first one's no good. .9 to play in the contest. The Warriors' lead is currently 5. 2 more free throws upcoming for Brandon Calhoun. The second one can't get it to go either. Chapman Harris will sub in for Parks Myers. The Tigers, at best, can only make this a 4-point game. Keep it a 2-possession game. Third free throw from Calhoun is good. 8.9. They throw it into the hands of Barrett Cook. Now Brooke Zachary dribbling. Now back to Barrett Cook. Now out to Chapman Harris with 3. Baseball pass to Will Lyles. And that will do it from Childersburg High School. Your final score, Warriors 55, Tigers 51. And the first broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network here in the 2025-2026 season ends with a Warrior victory. And my goodness, what a contest. What a battle that these two teams put together. Two very solid teams. And two very different styles of play. And the Warriors make just enough plays to get the job done. They win it 55-51 over the Tigers of Childersburg here on the road. We'll take a break, come back, and tell you about the final stats and what the future looks like here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. All of that coming back as the postgame show. We get you underway on the other side of this two-minute break here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
We welcome you into the Lee Scott Academy postgame show. The Warriors are victorious 55-51 on the campus of the Childersburg Tigers. Christian Griffin here bringing you and have brought you all of the action here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And we appreciate everybody for being here, spending your Tuesday evening with us for Lee Scott Academy boys and girls varsity basketball. And the boys avoid the sweep over the Childersburg Tigers again, winning at 55-51. Going down the box score, looking at some of the final stats, Gray Haley finishes with 8. Hayden Harper with a quiet 14, but after only having 3 at the halftime break, my goodness, your leading scorer, your best player, the Troy Trojans signee, showed out in the second half, had 7 in the third quarter and 4 in the fourth. Chapman Harris with 9 big points, Brooke Zachary with 2, Will Lyles with 2, Parks Myers with 8, Cord Zellner with 2, and Barrett Cook with 7 in there as well. And so the football boys immediately making a really nice impact on the hardwood. And what a first time back it was here on the Lee Scott Sports Network in Tiger Country 104.5. It has been what a contest and a very fun event to be able to bring myself to. Man, it takes a little bit of time getting back into basketball shape, as I know the football boys would tell you. It takes a little bit of time getting back into the basketball broadcast in there as well. Feel like there's so much going on at all times. But my goodness, what a fun contest it was. For the final time, once again, Lee Scott Academy wins it 55-51 over the Childersburg Tigers. And our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network, actually a little bit of a change. So with Auburn High School and Lee Scott Academy set to play on Thursday evening, we advise everybody to tune into 96.3 W Lee for the broadcast of Auburn High School men's basketball, where they take on the Lee Scott Warriors. It will be Jacob Goins and myself on the call. It will be a combined crew, just like old times, calling Auburn, calling Lee Scott Academy. A little bit more of a laid-back broadcast, describing and talking a lot about these teams, but it's going to be a whole lot of fun. So the game that is at home, or on the road rather, at Auburn High School will be over on 96.3 W Lee. Our game back at home in Sanford Gymnasium in a couple of weeks will be on Tiger Country 104.5. It will be the exact same format, and so we are definitely looking forward to what is going to be a very, very fun broadcast. A little bit different, but you feel like there's no better way to do it than to have the entire community tuned in to one network, rather than splitting everybody, rather than having it one way or the other. Having everybody tuned in to 96.3 W Lee on Thursday. But our next broadcast here on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be on December 2nd, where the Warriors take on Valley. Airtime will be right around 4:45, as the girls are set for a 5 o'clock tip, the boys set for 6:30. And again, right here on your home of classic country hits, Tiger Country 104.5, tigercountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. Warriors win it 55-51 on the varsity boys' side of things on the campus of Childersburg. Thank you once again for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5. For everybody here at Childersburg that gave us a fantastic setup, one more big thank you to everybody on that side of things. For Lee Scott Academy, everybody on that side of things as well, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, if you made the trip with us, stay safe. And as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.